Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, we vote on them, and then we pick a dummy of the week. And also, we have a listener read one as well. And so, yeah, and we have a, and if you want to be a reader, a dummy reader, find a link to a funny dummy story. And send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and you can read, and you'll get some Lumel Nadis. Here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A shoplifting suspect got more than she bargained for when she got trapped inside a local department store after closing time and was forced to call 911 for help. Police say 35-year-old Joanne Havens thought she had outwitted employees at a Kohl's department store by hiding in a changing room until closing time. Security footage shows Havens stealing various items, but when she tried to leave, she discovered that all of the exit doors were locked. When she realized she was trapped, Havens called 911, not realizing that police were already on their way because of the alarms that were set off inside. The woman pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor theft charge. Court records listed no attorney for her.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. Two men who stole a power washer to help get a friend out of jail ended up in jail themselves. Jimmy Lewis and Joshua Henson are accused of taking the pressure washer from a Lake Miriam pawn shop on Saturday. Deputies caught them shortly after the shop owner gave them a description of the suspects. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the suspects told police they stole it to sell it so that they could sell it and post bond for a friend. Both Lewis and Henson were taken to jail, but have since been bonded out. You hang out with criminals, man. That's what happens. You got to get bail for them.
La-dee-dee, hey, la-dee-dum, is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. No three. All right. Our dummy number three is our reader this week is Karen. Hi, Karen. And for being our reader, Karen wins a $25 Lumel Nadi's gift card. Lumel Nadi's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. One is 900 feet from my front door. You can order online at lumelnadis.com. Take it away, Karen. The computer is...
Yeah. Give me one second here.
Okay. Again, if you want to... to read, be a dummy reader, send a link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, that holds true for Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies. Straight Outta Context, listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that sounds dirty, jot it all down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Nick D Show Spies, listen 24/7. Somebody mentions me or the show, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.
I'm having problems with the audio, so I'm going to read the story.
All right, here we go.
This is an older version of the story, but I think it works. If you see police at your house and you recently stole a bunch of stuff, don't go up and ask them what they are doing. Rodney Ross, 25, was arrested after doing such a thing. Back on February 10th, four individuals broke into Dutchman Hunting Supplies and stole a variety of items. On February 24th, during a routine traffic stop, police discovered some of the stolen items on Anthony Chips, 23, and Stephanie Smoka, 22. When asked where Smoka got the stuff, she took police to a home located on North Walnut Street. Police entered the home and discovered more stolen goods. During the raid, Ross drove up and asked what was going on because it was his house. He was arrested on the spot.
All right.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Karen, you're going to get that pizza. Yes, you are. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A burglar who left a signed receipt in the store he was robbing has been arrested. According to a Crestview Police Department arrest report, the 28-year-old Mobile, Alabama man broke into a local pawn shop and stole a few items. Boy, bad week for pawn shops. However, during the robbery, the man left behind a bag containing a receipt for the hotel he was staying at. Police went to the hotel, found the suspect who admitted to breaking into the business and stealing the items.
Hey, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. And you have to see the picture of this dummy. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. You've got to see a picture. We have it on our Facebook page. Houston police responding to multiple calls about a man duct taped to a yield sign arrived to find a man who had lost a bet. Police responded Wednesday when drivers reported seeing a man duct taped to a yield sign. They arrived and found a second man with a knife approaching the taped individual. What? Police soon discovered the man was actually attempting to cut down his friend, Miguel Chavez, who had been taped to the sign as punishment for losing a bet. Chavez says that he lost a bet when on the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors game. He said his punishment was either to allow himself to be duct taped to a street sign or a car, and he decided to flip a coin. Heads for the pole, tails for the car, Chavez said. It landed on heads and everything went from there. Police helped Chavez down from the pole and then gave him a ride home. No charges were filed in the incident. And by the way, you have to see the picture. All right. Shall we vote? All right. Here's what we got. We got the dummy shopper who got locked in the store, the dummies who stole a power washer to post a friend's bail, the dummy who had stolen goods in his house and asked why the cops were there, the dummy who left a signed receipt in the store he robbed, and the dummy who lost a bet and got duct taped to a street sign. All right. Dan?
Woman who locked herself in the store.
Okay. Woman who locked herself in the store. Vic?
I'm going to go with the guys that stole the pressure washer to bail out their buddy.
To bail out their friend. All right. Esmeralda.
See, I was going to go with the guy who was asking the cops what they were doing there, but I saw that picture. I'm going with the bet.
Yeah. The picture puts it over the top for me, too, and I'm picking duct tape, man. Captain Duct Tape. All right. Well, that's our dummy of the week, and there you go. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies and Fly Jams Friday shall commence right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah, all right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and at 6, it's Steve Cochran. Yeah, so 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and our regular features begin right now, again, with you're Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen 24/7, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan.
All right, Celine heard this one of Andrea.
Kind of stiff.
Okay.
Eric submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
My real head is always up for grabs.
Eric emailed this one of Steve as well.
I have the mirror so I can watch myself.
Ooh. Boy, the morning show already off to a hot start this week.
Johnsburg AJ heard this one of Dean Richards.
They really only recommended that I do it in the basement, but I thought, why not in the upstairs bedroom?
What in hell? Okay.
Never Ready submitted this one of John Williams.
If we could just slip into this other room over here, I want to show you something.
Wow, he's filthy. I forgot how filthy John Williams was on the weekdays.
Oh, get ready, because here's another one.
Okay.
Wow, nice bum.
Whoa! Whoa, I heard Esmeralda on that one. I always like it when I can hear Esmeralda through soundproof booths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And another one from John from
Oh, my God.
It has to take at least an hour to penetrate.
God. Wow. Okay.
Rick and Kenosha emailed this one of you.
Well, we got to do it anyway. What? Yeah, just Esmeralda. I heard Esmeralda again. All right. Esmeralda's cracking up this week. Okay.
Eric sent in. Oh, wait. Wait, Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
Eric sent in these of Andrea and Mary Vanderbilt.
Oh, let's do it.
Now come back to come to my house. I'll give it to you for 30.
Oh, man, that's great. That is awesome. I can't wait till Mary gets here. All right.
Miguel and our own Mike Jacobson heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
Wow.
When you end up in Orion's bed, I think it's a successful party.
What? What? Wow. All right.
Here's one from Steve Cochran from Eric.
Just a couple of quickies here.
But the morning show is filthy.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Kate emailed these of Bill F. and Wendy Snyder.
Looks juicy.
It sure does, Wendy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Dwayne sent in this exchange between our own Esmeralda Leon and John Hansen.
I like how boys smell, so why not, you know.
And apparently how their drawers fit.
What the hell? What?
Esmeralda.
I forget what we were talking about. It was the smell
the showering thing.
It was the showering thing, but I think I had misspoke.
You did.
And it was something about men's underwear.
You put on underarm deodorant.
Right.
Men's underarm deodorant, but you said.
Right, and it's men's deodorant.
Men's underwear.
And I said
okay.
Men's, yeah.
Underwear, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy heard this one of Steve Cochran.
They look cute when they eat their little nuts.
Boy, the morning show is dominating this week. Okay.
Lake Geneva Dan submitted this one to John Hansen.
Roger, you ever taken a cold shower?
Is he talking to Banish?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Eric emailed this one of Esmeralda.
It's all gooey.
Ooh. Okay.
Tom sent in this one of Bill Luff.
Am I that bad of a hummer?
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
Brian heard this one of Kevin Powell.
They're trying to get it in.
Okay, Powell. Next.
Lake Geneva Dan and Trudy bring us this one from Dave Plyer.
This 20-something woman lifted up her shirt and smashed her boobs up against the window.
Is he talking about the Showcase Studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell you the number of times that's happened. I like that, and then when people put their butts up on the window, and then some idiot comes up and puts his mouth on it an hour later, and like, no, you have no idea what has just been on that window.
Ken and Milwaukee emailed these of Kevin Powell and Violetta Podramatic.
Excuse me, sir, do you know where the G-spot is?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go over well down
no.
there. Looking for the G-spot.
Why does this guy ask me about the G-spot?
Didn't we have that last week?
Yeah, they've called Guaranteed Rate Field the G-spot, so I think we'll be hearing it.
Oh, so we're going to get it. All right, I see.
Next couple months.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Never Ready sent in this one to Steve Bertrand.
Yeah, I'll tell you where to put it, John.
You know, he's just a mean man.
Kurt heard this one of you.
He would go to a place and then have somebody else eat it while he watched. What? Oh, that was Adam. I was talking about Adam Richman. Okay. Good eye. Good ear. All right.
Another one from Jesse.
This could easily be one of those things that looks gross but actually feels amazing. What the hell was I talking about?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's all Charlie Brown's teacher when I talk now. That's all Dan hears now. All right.
Another one of you from Wild Bill.
I want to say it was like almost a foot long. Man, that was the marathon bar. A very innocent conversation about candy, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Harold brings us this one of Spike Odell.
Pecker pellets.
Can we hear that one more time? Is that Spike's first time on the... Because, you know, he's retired. But is that the first time he's been on?
I believe so.
Oh, we got to hear it again. Spike!
Pecker pellets.
You need that one. And then it was a few months ago where Dave Bennett had said something. And just have them on hand.
On hand,
at
yeah.
any time.
Or no, can Dan send me that? Because I want that to be my voicemail. When you call me and I don't answer, that's email me that.
Just make pecker pellets.
No explanation, just pecker pellets.
I'm Facebook friends with Spike, and we correspond, pretty regularly, and I'm definitely going to tell him we should send him this segment, Dan, so that he can hear how proud he is of his heritage. Pecker pellets. Spike sent me a really nice note when it was announced that I was going to be inducted into the Walk of Fame, and I appreciate that coming from that guy. It means a lot. So he said I deserved it. I don't know what he's been drinking down in Tennessee. So all right, we have a break here. And then come back?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay, we'll break, come back, and we got Spies coming up next.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Spies.
Spies. Like us.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And our regular features are rolling out. And this is Nick D. Spies. That's when you listen to the show. You listen to the station 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
All right, one entry this week from Wild Bill. So we're on Esmeralda, Leon, and John were filling in, and there was a problem with the computer that plays the bump music, the music that you hear coming out of newscasts and commercial breaks, and our own songstress decided to jump in.
720 WGN.
Oh, no, our computer broke.
That's okay. We were going
to computer
have a
broke.
Here we
can
go. Do, 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 do,
720 WGN. There we go.
He's close.
It's early. That was April Fool's. April Fool's no bump music. That was the joke.
April Fool's.
We fooled you.
Yep. You thought my singing was real. Mm-mm.
Girl, I listen to your singing so much on Nick DiGilio overnight.
No, it's not good.
It's not
good. The cats
good.
Come around.
They sure do.
An army of cats.
Dave Ennett comes
mm-hmm.
on out.
Dave yep. Ennett's army of cats. Go Wildcats.
It's nice, Esmeralda.
You have to say that, right?
Yeah.
After every, anytime you mention Dave Bennett.
Go Cats.
Yeah, go Cats.
Yeah. That was good. You sounded great.
Yeah. There's only like three cats that time.
You going to sing tonight when you do the download with John? You guys hosted?
We'll see.
You
we'll
should
see.
Do all 4 hours. Should just be you
just
singing.
Just me singing. Singing yeah. the hits.
Yeah. By the way, Esmeralda and John Hansen are filling in for Justin Kaufman this evening. From 7 to 11, make sure you tune in. It's going to be fun.